Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ovechkin on the intercept with Dubois. Back to the point. Berrabari. Deflection shot. It goes! A tip in for the grade eight. The chase continues.
Ovechkin did not score last night, but we're going to talk about the chase to catch Wayne Gretzky because there's a story about what the NHL is going to do when he is one goal away. And it is unintentionally hilarious. You know, maybe you have a friend that is so close to figuring something out. You're having an argument with somebody, and they're arguing with you still. But they have all the right points, and they just can't quite get to the destination they got to get to. And that is the NHL and this story. So Chris Johnson of The Athletic has a piece up about what the NHL is going to do with this Ovechkin chase. And of course, needless to say, it's a big moment, right? We have kind of joked about the idea. What happens if it's offside? What if they challenge for offside? We saw a couple weeks ago, last week, Nathan McKinnon's 1,000th point. Everybody comes off the bench and celebrates. It's called back on offside.
Yep.
It was challenged and called back, hilariously. So this is a bigger moment, such as 1,000 points, the all-time leader in goals. And Colin Campbell is who is quoted a lot in this article with Chris Johnston.
Which I forgot he's still like in a position of power in the NHL.
Yeah.
How old is Colin Campbell at this point? He's got to be in his 80s, right?
Ooh, good question.
Still running things?
Yeah. Pretty old.
I mean, it's wild.
So the headline is, what if Ovechkin's record setter gets challenged? The NHL Situation Room is ready with fingers crossed. And there's a number of things in here that are just incredible. Now, full disclosure, I come to you humbly as a person that thinks the NHL offside challenge is the single worst thing that's ever happened to all of sports. I think it is the worst thing of all time. It has ruined a sport. I do go that far. I think it is that terrible. So, a couple notes. Goals are being challenged for review at a higher rate than ever this season. Great. Great, everybody. We're doing great. That's a great starter, thanks to that. Colin Campbell, we're going to treat it like any other goal. Nothing special. It's hard to protect yourself against passion, though. There'll be a lot of noise. So,
yep.
They go on to say, there was a scene last year in the PWHL Championship, which is the Professional Women's League. Minnesota had the cup-clinching goal in double overtime. Turned over on goaltender interference.
Yep.
And they lost and then They wound up losing and won the next day. But that's like a cup-winning goal reviewed. Great. But here's the part for me, Joe, that drives me nuts. Colin Campbell. I've said to Gary Bettman, I worried more than anything all day long about the final game of the Four Nations. That event had created so much passion and attention. People weren't going to look at the result and say it's right or wrong. They're just going to say the NHL screwed up on that because of the passion that's involved. He goes on to say, I feel the same pressure in the playoffs. Game 7 last year with Florida and Edmonton, you just say, just please, please, no reviews.
Mm-hmm.
We have the two most important people running the sport discussing how the worst thing that could happen is review.
Mm-hmm.
They know it. And we're still here.
Yeah.
We're ready for the review.
Or you could just, if you're begging, please, no, no reviews, you could just decide to not
stop reviewing. Just stop reviewing offside. Furthermore, in this article, further on, the NHL's made the determination, and this is the part that is, I dare you, find a dumber sports league. The NHL's made the determination its hockey operations department will take the lead whenever Ovechkin finds himself one goal away. That means none of the production elements or special plans will be unfurled until the window passes where an opponent can challenge his potential record breaker and Campbell's team has indicated it's a good goal. The man is going to break the all-time record for goals scored.
Right.
And the NHL's solution for this is to not do anything until Toronto confirms it's a good goal. It's not even being challenged yet. They're challenging it themselves. They're going to preemptively challenge this goal.
Right.
What?
Well, doesn't he also kind of make it sound like they're going to allow enough time to the opponent challenge window passes? So what's going to happen? He's going
to
score.
We'll have to wait.
And then let's say it's not going to happen against the Sabres because he doesn't have enough time now, but let's say it happens against the Sabres. He scores. Now, does everyone look at Lindy Ruff?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like, what do you, because he's got the monitor at his feet, is everyone staring at the, and then they'll celebrate once Lindy gives the thumbs up?
I don't even know if it's that. I guess it must be, because a coach challenges, and then they do the review in the building.
Over to the monitor.
This says Colin Campbell's team is the one that will indicate that it's a good goal.
Okay, so maybe they're taking it away from the coaches.
And they're going to Toronto for
that,
this.
That, though, is doing it differently, and he said that we're treating it like any other goal.
That is doing it differently, and again, I guess the production elements, no dropping of banners or confetti.
I think you're probably going to see Gretzky come out on the ice at some
point. He will score this goal, and we will wait 30 seconds, and then, okay, hit the confetti.
Mm-hmm.
They are so close to realizing the damage that they've done to this sport with this stupid challenge that nobody ever wanted.
Did you already have this as a let's get stupid to sacrifice the Ovechkin goal moment in order to get the challenge eliminated?
I would sacrifice a Sabres season to get rid of it. I got a million of those on the pile.
But like,
I can't tell you what
like
I wouldn't
having,
give up.
Have it ruined, have the moment ruined enough that everyone, every owner, every GM,
yes,
the second it happens, go, oh, we got to get rid
I
of
it. I hope
this.
He scores six in a row to get called back on offside on reviews by millimeters. Six. How many do you want? 60. I hope he scores 60 in a row.
If it means
it would go away.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
So now, really, I'm kind of hoping that he does score like an empty net goal from his own end, because then you eliminate all chance of a challenge, I think. You can't challenge offside if he hasn't entered the zone.
True.
And you can't challenge goaltender interference if there's no goalie. So maybe the best thing to happen will actually be, yeah, like he scores an empty net goal from his own zone or the neutral zone. Like, although then, are we going to get review for like, oh, the puck touched the netting 30 seconds before?
Right.
Or
was it played with a high stick?
Played
in the corner?
With a high stick. Can we review glove passes? I think it nicked off of Tom Wilson's glove before it got to Ovechkin.
Can you even believe it?
Oh, of course.
He's going to break the all-time record of scoring goals, and we're going to wait for the period of time where a challenge could be made to pass, and then we will indicate it is a good goal, and at that point, the passion will be allowed to flow, and the moment will be celebrated.
What probably will end up happening, I bet, is you're going to have what happened with McKinnon before any of the NHL production stuff. You're going to have – he's going to score, and all the Capitals are going to rush out on the ice. And while they're doing that, that's when they're going to be checking the goal. So on like the broadcast, I bet there'll be no attention paid to it. And in the 30 seconds that they're celebrating with teammates, that's when they're gonna be reviewing it. And then once they've kind of unsettled, then okay, here comes Gretzky and here comes Bettman, or and here comes the confetti, or here comes a review,
a challenge,
because it could be a review.
I guess the best thing that could happen is Ovechkin does not get it this year, and in the off season they talk about it and say, let's get rid of it.
But they're not going to.
Oh, I know. They're not going to get rid of it.
That's not going to happen.
I know. How about the fact that there are more challenges than ever? Do
right.
they see that as a problem?
Well, they put I up, mean, Colin Campbell kind of talks like he might, but he doesn't care.
They put a
penalty. They think they need it?
You now get a penalty for challenging wrong, and there are still more challenges than ever.
Right.
Which means, among other things.
Right. Lindy challenged something last week that had no shot of winning. And that was one of those where he got a penalty,
right,
which I don't even know. What is it? Is it goaltender interference is a penalty and offside isn't?
I think that's true. Offside's definitely a penalty if it's wrong. Offside.
I thought that was just goalie interference is the penalty if you're wrong.
Well, the point is.
Whatever. Why was it different in the first place?
Right. It's incredible. Yeah. The NHL, folks. All right, when we get back, it's Worst Call Wednesday. How about that? I could have used that for Worst Call Wednesday, but it is not. I had something else saved for Worst Call Wednesday.
Clarity on that. When they first introduced it, goalie interference was a penalty. If you got it wrong, offside wasn't. Last year they changed that, so now it's the same.
Okay.
But there was a time where one of the challenges was a penalty and the other wasn't.
Well, again,
and how do we come to that conclusion?
The fact that there are more challenges than ever. Okay, now it's because there's no challenge for goaltender. That's why there's no penalty for goaltender interference, and I just challenge all the time on that.
No, there is on that, too.
There is on both.
Yeah, okay, so they're just doing it.
They're doing it anyway.
Okay,
you got to up the penalty. The penalty is you're fired. That's it. If you get it wrong, you're fired. I'll accept that. A coach will be fired if you challenge. That's it.
You're at least ejected from the game.
Yes.
You got to go.
You're suspended for a month. I'll accept the offside challenge under that circumstance. You better be right. You better be really – it better be so bad that you're willing to lose your job. All right, Worst Call Wednesday coming up.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah. We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Ooh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.